in plenty of time. Runner taking off, pitch misses for a ball, throw on down to second, gets on by into right center field. Now Clayton's taking off for third base, and it's still not picked up. Clayton maybe could have tried to take off for home, but decides to stick up at third base there on the error. So that's going to go as a stolen base and another error. As that goes in as an E2. To send him to third base. Runner on third with two away. A 1-0 count to Kobayashi. Pitch on the way. Nearly hits him in the head. And he has to duck out of the way for that one. 2-0 the count. And Kobayashi kind of smiles at that one as he walks back in. 2-0 the count. And pitch on the way home. Misses high for ball number three. 3-0 the count. And Kobayashi has been in and out of these lineups throughout the season. He's batting just .234 this year, but he's been here since the very start of the season. Huge piece to the rafters, even if his offensive numbers haven't been spectacular. 3-0 the count. Taken outside for ball number four, and Kobayashi will draw a walk. And that's been one of the biggest improvements to his game this season. Early in the year, he was able to pick up a bunch of hits, but his plate discipline has certainly improved throughout the year, drawing more and more walks, and he ends up on first base now. Four-pitch walk, and Landon Gaz steps into the batter's box with runners on the corners and two away in the top of the sixth. Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup with Brumund on the mound. Brumund brings the leg up and fires home, and the pitch hits the lower inside corner of the plate for strike number one. Gaz 0-1 this game. His last two plate appearances, he's walked, however, and he flew out in his other one. Nearly got it out of the park as well. Swings and misses at the 0-1, and now an 0-2 count. Wind pushing back in from left field, kind of straight towards first base, so definitely going to be hard for right-handed hitters. Lefties not so much, but it's not helpful as Gaz barely gets a piece of this one and fouls it back into the wall. Still an 0-2 count. Gaz staying alive up there. Gaz has the type of power that he could send one opposite field here in Green Bay. Probably would take only 270 feet or so out to right field, and the 0-2 count misses high for ball number one, 1-2 the count. Even through the winds, Gaz could certainly send one out of the park. But that's not necessarily what he's trying to do. Kobayashi taking off for second, but a foul ball from Gaz will make Kobayashi return to first. So still a 1-2 count to Gaz after fouling off the last pitch. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. And Gaz is trying to keep getting on base any way that he can. Pitch from Brumund misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. So once again, Gaz will keep seeing pitches here. Right-handed hitter for the rafters. Went 0-3 in the game last night against Madison. Pickoff move back to first. Tag not applied in time. Over there on third, Clayton was watching, but not taking off for home. Still a 2-2 count. Prior to that game, though, Gaz was riding a 6-game hit streak and a 7-game on-base streak. Going to start a new one. Grounds one foul towards third base, and still a 2-2 count. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next here, not making it easy on Sam Brumund. Brumund will be throwing his 21st pitch of the inning on this next one. The rafters, runners on the corners with two away. In the top of the sixth, still a 4-2 lead. Runner taking off, it's grounded over to second. Bayania was trying to keep Kobayashi on second, and he misses the ball as it goes into right field. It's an RBI single for Landon Gaz, as the shift did not help out Green Bay. Kobayashi ends up on third base as well. A hit and run from the rafters as Landon Gaz makes it 5-2 Wisconsin Rapids in the sixth inning. Offense stays alive for the rafters, and now the right-handed hitting first baseman Lachlan Maud takes the first pitch high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. On first base, it's Landon Gaz. On third, it's Kobayashi. Righty-righty matchup with Maud at the plate. The 1-0 count is fouled back into the inning and nearly bounces back to the pitcher's mound, but bounces off the grass towards the first base side. A fully turf field here in Green Bay, and it's a little bit different from other parks. You look at Madison and Wausau. The outfields are natural grass as this one misses in the turf for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Trying to think about all the other ballparks in the subdivision. Mont du Lac and all natural grass field, and Lakeshore, I can't remember right now whether or not they're all turf. 2-1 count is taken on the outside edge for strike number two. Brings it 2-2 the count. Harrison Garrett on deck if it gets there. But Maud trying to keep the inning alive first. 2-2 the count. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Misses low. Did he go? No, he didn't. Blocked by Colin Helms. Keeps it in front of him to stop Kobayashi from scoring from third. Now a 3-2 count to Lachlan Maud. Once again, the rafters continuing to work Sam Brumman. 27th pitch of the inning coming up here. Brumman brings the leg up. Runner going from first, and he ends up on second base due to the walk as the pitch missed in the turf for ball number four. Bases are loaded for the rafters. Sam Brumman having a little bit of trouble here and trying to get through this inning with only allowing the one run. And so a mound visit between Colin Helms and Brumman will take some time here. Sam Brumman coming into this game. 6.5 ERA about. Trying to keep it around that area. And allowing one run over one inning isn't going to hurt your ERA too much, but the Rafters could certainly change things up here with one swing of the bat, and it's up to the new rafter, Harrison Garrett, with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the sixth. Still a three-run Rafters lead. Looking to add to it, a righty-righty matchup. First pitch. Ooh, man, nice pickup behind the plate by Colin Helms. Took it off the bounce for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Garrett, his second at-bat of the game. He struck out his only other at-bat, however, was hit by a pitch twice, and another one gets spiked in the turf for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Brumman off his game right now. Garrett was hit by a pitch in the fifth and second innings, the first one that he saw, but he struck out swinging on three pitches in the fourth inning. Certainly an on-base guy, that's the kind of hitter that he is. 2-0 the count, and he takes that one inside for ball number three. 3-0 the count to Garrett. With the bases loaded, he could get his first Rafters RBI with a ball. Brumman trying to get a strike, and Garrett was taking that one all the way as it hits the outside edge for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Harrison Garrett also still looking for his first hit as a Rafter. 3-1 count, misses high, and that is ball number four. As never mind, they're going to say that one hit the bat of Harrison Garrett. A foul ball. Garrett was trying to claim that he got hit by a pitch there. And Ziggy will go out and chat with the home plate umpire real quick. Harrison Garrett thought he was hit by a pitch for the third time this game, but instead goes off the butt of the bat to bring the count full. 3-2 count with two away. Runners are going, and this time it misses high. That is ball number four. First RBI is a rafter for Harrison Garrett. He walks on over to first base, and with the bases loaded, it will remain loaded, but now a 6-2 rafters lead in the sixth inning. And the rafters have still managed just one hit in this inning. But they haven't needed the hits to be able to drive in a couple of runs. And they reached on an error, and along with that, they had the one RBI single and then three walks. Sam Brumman struggling a little bit with his location here, but not too much. It's really been the rafters working counts. The rafters have had two strikes in three of the counts in which they ended up on base. And now Madden Akko up to the plate. Right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup once again with the bases loaded and two away in the top of the sixth. 6-2, the rafters lead. First pitch misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Akko, 1-for-3 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the fifth inning. That was his last time up. 1-0 the count. Pitch from Brumman once again misses high for ball number two. A 2-0 count. Prior to the single, Akko grounded out in the fourth inning, and he popped out in the second. 2-0 the count. And the pitch from Brumman is sent in the air out towards right center field on the run at the warning track. Slowing down, it is caught for out number three. Helton under it, and that takes care of the rafters in the sixth inning. But they were able to put across two runs on the one hit. There were two errors, and there were three left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It is 6-2 rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Sam Brumman threw 36 pitches in that sixth inning, which means he won't be back out for the Rockers when we return in the seventh. The Rafters, however, will be returning their pitcher from last inning. Justin Battle back out to work as he came in and was able to get out of that fifth inning, retiring the only batter that he saw on a fielder's choice. And that was on the 6-4 putout of Eli Selga being out at second. David Bionio was the batter at the plate. So leading off the sixth inning, it's going to be Aiden Cooney. Cooney will be followed by Zage Lancaster and McLean Helton due up in the bottom of the sixth. Cooney, the left-handed hitting first baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Justin Battle on the mound. First pitch on the way home. It misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Cooney, 0-2 in the game. The Rockers have just two hits all game long as the 1-0 count misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Those two hits both came off of Tristan Krusenberry, who ended the game going 4 2/3 innings, allowing two runs. Both were earned on two hits, seven walks, and three strikeouts. He had one balk and two wild pitches and faced 23 batters on 97 pitches before handing it off to Battle. 2-0 the count is fouled back to bring it 2-1 to Cooney. And the left-handed hitter from the University of New Mexico flew out to the outfield both of his two times up, to center field in the fourth inning and to left field in the first. Hit the ball relatively well so far. 2-1 the count is a little bit of an early swing. Goes to the right side of the infield. Picked up by Akko. Throw to first is in time. And it's a 4-3 putout for out number one in the sixth inning. Brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases empty. And a 6-2 Rafters lead in the bottom of the sixth. Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the third time this game. It's a righty-righty matchup with Battle. First pitch misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And Lancaster, 0-2 in the game. His last time up, back in the fourth inning, he flew out to right field. 1-0 count misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. Prior to that flyout, he lined out to Hayden Carlson at shortstop, although Carlson pulled from the game at this point as the 2-0 count misses low again. It's 3-0 to Lancaster. Carlson got injured on a run down to first base where he dove head first into the bag. 3-0 count misses outside for ball number four, and that brings up McLean Helton with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Helton, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up for the third time this game. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. Battle throws a pickoff move back to first, and they got him on the throw! Off of a hop, and Maud was there to pick it up and tag Lancaster at first. What a move by Justin Battle to empty the bases and bring up two outs for Helton. First pitch on the way, and it's fouled back and out of play. 0-1 the count to the left-handed hitter from the University of Houston. Helton is 0-1 in the game. His last time up, walked in the fourth. 0-1 count, misses low for ball number one to move it 1-1. Helton also did steal second back in the fourth inning and took third on a wild pitch but was stranded there. 1-1 count, misses on the ground behind Helton, and now a 2-1 count. Before the walk, Helton grounded into a 4-3 putout back in the second. That's his only other plate appearance. 2-1 count, misses low for ball number three, 3-1. It's back to the top of the order for Green Bay after Helton is up. Stefan DiCorrado is on deck. 3-1 count from Battle is a little bit outside for ball number four, and Helton ends up on first base. That's back-to-back walks issued by Justin Battle, although thanks to the caught stealing of Zage Lancaster on the pickoff move, that means that there are two outs and only a runner on first. Still a four-run Rafters lead in the bottom of the sixth. Battle looking back to first base at the plate. The lefty, DiCorrado, takes the first pitch in the turf behind him for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and DiCorrado 0-3 in the game. Last time up, he grounded out to first base in the fourth. 1-0 count with a runner on first. Pickoff move back. This time won't get the runner. Still a 1-0 count. DiCorrado, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. He looks back to first and pickoff move there, and not quite in time for another pickoff, but Helton was a little far off the bag on that one. Nearly got caught. Still a 1-0 count to DiCorrado. Battle looking home, and another pickoff move, and this time did not get him. That one even closer than the last play. And the tag just late. Lachlan Maud over there on first base tried to apply the tag. I think the throw got there in time, but Maud didn't have the glove on the batter, and the 1-0 count misses low for ball number two after finally bringing it home to DiCorrado. 2-0 count, and with that, Mike Spears will come out to have a chat with Battle. After walking the previous two batters, he's got a 2-0 count here, and Spears wants to make sure that Battle's in the right mindset. Justin Battle, coming from the University of North Alabama, and really trying to get things going his way. He hasn't been too bad in his Rafters career so far, playing in his first year for Wisconsin Rapids. Justin Battle, this season for the Rafters, Battle did have a rough outing a little bit earlier in the year, but in his four appearances, he's totaled 9 innings pitched and an 8.0 ERA. Trying to stay shutout baseball here in the sixth inning. Got the runner on first with two away. Now ready to fire to DiCorrado. And DiCorrado smokes one into right field, but caught on a line by Hiroto Kobayashi as he goes slamming into the wall and makes the play for out number three. So in the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. To the seventh we go. It is 6-2 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the game once again for the Rockers, and this one out of necessity, Avery Duncan coming in. Of course, last inning, Sam Brumman threw 36 pitches, which means that he was ineligible to return, and Avery Duncan. Coming into the game, the fourth pitcher for the Rockers today, a right-handed pitcher who comes to Green Bay from Dallas Baptist University, a freshman there who is a native of Green Bay, Wisconsin. 6'3", 195, and I would sure hope a Green Bay Packers fan. He'll take on the bottom of the Rafters order with Luke Skinner. First plate appearance, grounded towards first and picked up in fair territory just barely. And it's a three unassisted putout to take care of Skinner for the first out of the seventh inning. Now back to the top of the card with Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate. He'll be followed by Kareem Arusovic. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Duncan on the mound. He shows bunt, but pulls back as it's called for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Clayton, 1-for-2 on the game. His last time up, he reached on an error in the sixth inning and eventually came around to score. 1-0 count, misses high to bring it 2-0. Also stole a base that time on the base paths. He's stolen two bases this game, scored two runs, and he's reached all four times. 2-0 the count coming home, and that one hits the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Clayton singled back in the fifth inning and eventually came around to score. Third inning, he drew a walk and ended up on third. And he also walked in the first inning but was stranded on second. 2-1 the count coming home, and that one is going to go inside and hit off of the top of the helmet of Clayton. A hit by pitch. Thankfully just grazed his helmet, but he will get to first nonetheless. Rafters have a runner on first base with only one out in the top of the seventh. And Kareem Arusovic up at the plate with a four-run Rafters lead. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman, up for the fifth time this game. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Duncan on the mound. On first, Clayton. Watch for him to try and take off. Doesn't do so here. And a swing and a foul ball from Arusovic. Or does it foul? No. It just goes under the glove of Colin Helms. Sounded like the bat, but wasn't. And so Clayton takes off for second base on the wild pitch. 0-1 the count to Arusovic now with a runner in scoring position and one out. Pitch on the way from Duncan. That one misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Arusovic, 1-for-3 on the game his last time up. He flew out to left field in the sixth inning. 1-1 the count with Clayton still on second. Pitch is grounded over to the right side of the infield. Picked up by the second baseman by Ania. Flipped to first is in time for out number two. It's a 4-3 putout as Clayton moves to third base. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with a runner on third and two away in the top of the seventh. A 6-2 ball game. The Rafters have the lead. And they score two runs in the sixth, four runs in the fifth, after being shut out to that point in the game. Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Back in the sixth inning, Jake Beauchesne's last plate appearance, he popped out to first base. He's 1-for-4 on the game. Beauchesne looking to make it a multi-hit game. 0-1 count is grounded over towards shortstop. Picked up, long throw to first is in time. And that is out number three to take us to the bottom of the seventh. In the top of the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. Into the bottom of the seventh we go, and it's a 6-2 Rafters lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Justin Battle is currently in line for the win for the Rafters after he has been pretty good coming in as a reliever for Tristan Krusenberry. The Rafters haven't allowed a run since the first inning. And leading off the bottom of the seventh inning, it's J.P. Peltier. First pitch to Peltier was called for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Second pitch gets a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2 as on the mound, Justin Battle. He did walk two batters in that sixth inning, however, picked one off as well. Was able to get through that sixth inning, four up, three down. 0-2 the count, and still looking for his first strikeout of the game. He's one strike away from doing so here, but can't get the call on a pitch that misses low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Harrison Garrett tried to frame it like a strike, couldn't quite make it seem like one, however. 1-2 the count is ripped into center field, and that gets down for a hit. High bounce to Clayton, and that's a leadoff single for J.P. Peltier. So a runner on first base and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. And Colin Helms will step up to the plate. Rafters leading by four and trying to get things rolling along here. The first pitch to Colin Helms is at the upper part of the zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Helms, the left-handed hitting catcher, 1-for-1 on the game. He's reached all three plate appearances so far. Pair of walks and a double. 0-1 the count, pickoff move back to first, and Battle's had some good pickoff moves this game, but not able to get that one called for an out. Joe Minella is on deck. He's due up this inning. 0-1 the count. Battle fires it home. It's sent over to second. Could be two. Sixth step on the bag. Back to first. Oh, yeah. 6-3 double play. And that takes care of both Colin Helms and J.P. Peltier. Brings up Joe Minella with the bases empty and two away. In the bottom of the seventh, still a four-run lead for the Rafters. That hit by J.P. Peltier was just the third hit of the game for the Rockers. Here in the seventh inning, that tells you just how dominant this Rafters pitching staff has been today. Carries over the momentum from last night. First pitch to Minella, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Although it didn't start that way. Tristan Krusenberry in the first inning allowed a two-run shot to this guy up at the plate, Joe Minella. 1-0 count, misses low to bring it 2-0. Sent one over that right field wall off the scoreboard. That made it a 2-0 Rockers lead, but the Rafters were able to rally for four runs in the fifth inning and another two in the sixth to extend the lead to 6-2. That's where it sits at right now. 3-0 count as the last pitch missed low. Now Battle fires and once again can't find the spot and goes to the backstop for ball number four. So Green Bay gets to see Eli Selga step up to the batter's box. Selga, the left-handed hitting right fielder, up for the fourth time this game. He has walked three times already. So 0-for-0 in the game. He walked in the first, third, and fifth innings, trying to make it every odd inning. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And obviously with Selga, he is good at drawing walks, but got to watch out for the home run ball as well. Left-handed hitter, he's got three of them this season. 1-0 the count on the way home, and that one called for a strike, so Battle finally able to get one across the plate. 1-1 the count. On first base, Joe Minella. He's on for the second time today. Selga looking to reach for the fourth time. The 1-1 count misses low, and Garrett's able to keep it in front of him and races to the ball to make sure that Minella doesn't try and take off. So a 2-1 count. Selga, despite reaching all three times, he has yet to score this game. Been stranded on the base paths all three times as the 2-1 count is a pickoff move back to the base. Selga wasn't stranded all three times. He was out on the bases back in the fifth inning. It was an inning-ending fielder's choice to Bionia that got him out as the 2-1 count is called at the lower part of the zone for strike number two. 2-2 the count with two away. Runner on first base is Joe Minella still. Selga trying to work on from Golden West. He sends a grounder over to first. Oh, a nice play by Lachlan Maude. Keeps it fair and steps on the bag himself. Three unassisted to get out of the seventh inning. And in that seventh inning, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. To the eighth inning we go. Rafters lead by four. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the first time in a while that Green Bay has stuck with the same pitcher as the previous inning. Avery Duncan back out to work for his second inning of action after he had a pretty good seventh inning. He did not allow a run, and the only batter that he let reach was a hit-by-pitch of Royce Clayton Jr. Now he's taking on Hiroto Kobayashi to lead off the top of the eighth. Rafters up 6-2. First pitch to Kobayashi. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder from Saitama, Japan, Went to Lewis Clark State College this past season, but did focus on academics there. 0-1 the count, has called for a strike, 0-2 the count, and trying to get back into the game of baseball after previously playing at Missouri Valley College springs ago, as that one goes all the way to the backstop and bounces off the netting back into the field of play. 1-2 the count. So Avery Duncan looking to get back into the flow of things. 1-2 the count after a rough pitch there. Pitch on the way. Kobayashi gets a hold of it into right center field. Going back to the warning track. It's going to bounce off of the wall. Kobayashi is rounding for second, and it's a stand-up double for the Rafters right fielder. You continue to wonder why he isn't an everyday player the way that he's been hitting. Man, Kobayashi has been incredible over the past couple of weeks for Wisconsin Rapids. Really seeing improvement in his game and showing it off right there, going opposite field, nearly sending it out of the park. Couple more feet and it would have been out of here. Hit that one to right center field. Leadoff double for the Rafters brings up Landon Gaz with a man in scoring position and nobody out in the top of the eighth. First pitch to him misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Rafters already up by four runs, but would love to make it more. Justin Battle throwing 35 pitches in the game. Not sure if he'll be back out. I would guess maybe so, but a little bit of movement in the Rafters bullpen. Not too much. 1-0 the count, and that one misses for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Rafters looking for their first win post-All-Star break after dropping the last two against the Madison Mallards. 2-0 the count to Gaz. Kobayashi still on second, and Gaz skies one foul and out of play down the right field line. 2-1 the count. Gaz will be followed by Lachlan Maud. That's who's due up in this eighth inning. Righty-righty matchup with Gaz at the plate. He is 1-for-2 this game, reached three times. 2-1 the count, misses high for ball number three. Now it's 3-1 to the DH. Gaz singled with an RBI back in the sixth inning his last time up. And that was on the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. He had walked his previous two plate appearances. 3-1 the count coming home, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number two. Just mislocated that one and was a pitch in the zone, but Gaz a little bit under it and a little bit off time. So trying to get back with the next one. He's got a 3-2 count with the runner on second and nobody out. Duncan looks back to second. Brings the pitch home, but it misses high and tight for ball number four. And the Rafters have seen their first two base runners reach successfully in the top of the eighth. Brings up Lachlan Maud with two on and nobody out. Still a four-run Rafters lead, and Maud, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for the fifth time this game. He is 1-for-3. His last time up was back in the sixth inning where he drew a walk. Guy from New Mexico Junior College looking to see the offensive game turn it around, and the first pitch called for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Started off the game 0-for-2, but walked his last time up, and he singled back in the fifth inning. 0-1 the count, a breaking ball drops in there at the upper part of the zone for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Maud's going to have to work from behind. Runner on second is Kobayashi, on first is Gaz. Righty-righty matchup, and the pitch misses inside for ball number one. Now 1-2 the count. The Rafters scored two runs in the sixth inning. That's the last time that either team scored. First run came on an RBI single from Gaz, and the later one came on a bases-loaded walk from Harrison Garrett. 1-2 count in there, called for a strike at the lower part of the zone. Second strikeout of the game from Lachlan Maud. First strikeout of the afternoon from Avery Duncan. Brings up Harrison Garrett with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the eighth. Duncan taking his time and looking back to second to make sure Kobayashi doesn't take off. Now fires, misses it low, bounces off the umpire, but Kobayashi does have still enough time to take off for third base on the wild pitch. And the Rafters have a man just 90 feet away now. Runners on the corners with one out and a 1-0 count to Harrison Garrett. Right-handed hitting catcher, 0-for-1 in the game, and takes that pitch inside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Despite being 0-for-1 in the game, he's walked once and been hit by a pitch twice. He got an RBI on the walk his last time up. Came up with the bases loaded. 2-0 count, taken low for ball number three. It's 3-0 to Garrett. Very well could exit this game, batting 0, 0-for-1, but have an 800 OPS. If he's able to draw a walk here, 3-0 count, takes that one all the way, and it's in there for a strike. 3-1 the count, but we'll see what Garrett decides to do on the 3-1. His one plate appearance that he didn't get on base, it was a strikeout back in the fourth inning on three pitches. 3-1 count, that's high and outside for ball number four. Garrett is on for the fourth time in his Rafters debut. Loads the bases in the top of the eighth with only one out. And it brings up Madden Akko with Kobayashi on third, Gaz on second, and Garrett on first. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Avery Duncan. 6-2 lead for the Rafters. First pitch to Akko is called for a strike at the lower outside corner. 0-1 the count. Akko is 1-for-4 on the game. His last time up, he flew out to center field back in the sixth inning. 0-1 count, and Akko sends it out towards right field, but not hit well enough. It's caught at the warning track. Here comes Kobayashi, though, and he will score. Sacrifice fly from Madden Akko. And his second RBI of the game makes it 7-2 Rafters in the top of the eighth. Kobayashi came home from third base. Wasn't sure if it would be deep enough, but it was. And it brings up Luke Skinner with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Skinner, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. On second, it's Landon Gaz. On first, it's Harrison Garrett. Skinner up for the fifth time this game, a left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Duncan on the mound. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Skinner 0-for-4 on the afternoon. Trying to turn it around in the eighth inning. Still looking for that first hit. Does hit better against right-handed pitching, but still been struggling overall this season. 1-1 the count, and he sends one out towards left field and dropping, but not going to drop enough. It's caught by the left fielder as DiCorrado brings it in for out number three. But the Rafters do manage one more run on one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. To the eighth we go, and it is 7-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Now into the bottom of the eighth inning, Justin Battle is back out to work for the Rafters. They've just used only two pitchers so far into this one. Justin Battle has thrown 35 pitches entering this inning, and he will take on the 6-7-8 batters in the Rockers' order. That's David Bionia, Aiden Cooney, and Zage Lancaster due up. David Bionia, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Justin Battle still on the mound. First pitch gets a swing and a miss way off balance from Bionia. Great delivery from Battle for strike number one. Rafters lead at 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Offense has been clicking and so has the pitching. 0-1 count misses low to bring it 1-1. Not just that, but so has the defense. No errors in the game for the Rafters thus far, and it's been a big focal point of the team this season, whether or not they've committed errors. 1-1 the count. Battle brings the leg up and sends it home, and pitch misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Bionia from Central Arizona College. Up for the fourth time this game. No hits for him yet, as the 2-1 count is grounded foul down the third base line. Arusevic was over to try and pick it up, but couldn't keep it fair, so still a 2-2 count. Leadoff man of the eighth inning for Green Bay, and the Rafters looking to get back in the win column, and a grounder over towards short. It's picked up by Skinner. He'll throw over to first. Slow throw, but got it in time. Wanted to make sure it was accurate. Playing a new position for the first time, Skinner did not rush that one whatsoever. And luckily so, able to get a quick runner at first base. David Bionia is not slow and made it pretty close there, but Skinner stayed calm under pressure and made the throw accurately for out number one. Brings up Aiden Cooney to the plate with one away and the base is empty in the bottom of the eighth. Still a five-run Rafters lead. Battle brings the leg up and fires home. The first pitch called for a strike. 0-1 the count to Cooney. Left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. Battle fires, and Cooney watches it called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Cooney 0-3 in the game. He's grounded out and flown out twice. 0-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. First K of the game for Justin Battle. And that's two up, two down in the eighth. Brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases empty and a five-run Rafters lead. And Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop, makes it a righty-righty matchup with Battle. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. Justin Battle has looked great on the mound for the Rafters. He has completed now three innings, trying to make it 3 1/3 with an out here. as the 0-1 count misses low to bring it 1-1. In his three innings, he's allowed just one hit and three walks. 1-1 the count. Battle delivers, and once again, it's called a strike on the breaking ball. A nasty pitch from Battle. Now a 1-2 count to Lancaster, who's up for the fourth time this game. He is 0-2 after walking his last time up in the sixth inning. 1-2 the count, and he skies it straight back out of play. Still 1-2 the count. Even though Lancaster was able to get on base with the walk in the sixth, that was the nice pickoff move that Battle had that was able to retire him on the pads. 1-2 the count. Battle fires, and Lancaster sends one into left field, but there is the Rafters left fielder, Jake Beauchesne, and he collects it for out number three. Three up, three down from Justin Battle. No runs, no hits, no errors. To the ninth we go. Rafters lead by five here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, "Rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary party and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result," unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And Rafters baseball back on the air here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a good one for the Rafters here on the road, and a little bit refreshing, and they'll hope to get back and use the home field advantage tomorrow as they will rematch against the Rockers and hope to have a win under their belts looking for back-to-back. But they got to finish this one off. They lead 7-2 in the top of the ninth, and Royce Clayton Jr. leads off for Wisconsin Rapids, hoping to add some final insurance. First pitch called a strike to bring it 0-1. Clayton is 1-2 in the game. He has reached all five times and has a soft ground to the left side of the infield. Not picked up cleanly at third base. Throw to first, not in time. Clayton able to run it out. And we'll see if that's a hit or an error. It's going to be a close call on that one. And either way, Clayton over to first base officially does go in as a hit. And Clayton on with his second hit of the game, his sixth time on first base. He did reach one of those times on an error, but the other times were all very legitimate ways. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and two singles from Royce Clayton Jr. Leads off this ninth inning with a single, and the first pitch to Kareem Arusevic misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Royce Clayton Jr. just having himself an afternoon here in Green Bay. Kareem Arusevic also has a hit this game and has reached twice, but takes that pitch low for a 2-0 count. Avery Duncan is back out to work for the Rockers, and he had a little bit of struggles in the eighth inning, a couple of walks and a double, allowed one run, but was able to work out of it. Grounder over towards first, and Royce Clayton avoids the ball, but not able to make it to second quite yet on the short hopper, and it's a throw that goes 4-6 for the fielder's choice, and that's out number one. Kareem Arusevic headed to first base on the play, and Clayton out at second. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with a runner on first and one out in the top of the ninth. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch is fouled off of the foot of Beauchesne, and he goes to the ground after taking the contact to that one. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, 1-for-5 on the game. His last time up, grounded out 6-3. Has a righty-righty matchup with Avery Duncan, and Duncan looking to finish the game for the Rockers. He's been pretty good for them. 2 1/3 innings pitched now, trying to go through three complete. Came back in the seventh inning, 0-1. It misses low for ball number one. Runner on first base is Arusevic. Rafters leading by 5. It's 7-2.